In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful.
Noon. By the pen and what they write, by the grace of your Rabb, you are not a madman, and you shall have a never-ending reward. You are the highest noble character. Soon you will see, as they will see. Surely it is your Rabb who knows those who have strayed from his way, as he knows best those who are rightly guided. So do not yield to the unbelievers. They desire you to compromise a little, so they do would compromise. Neither yield to any old-monger, mischief-making slanderer, opponent of good, transgressor, sinful, wicked oppressor, and above all, ignoble by birth, though he be possessing wealth and children. When our revelations are receded to him, he says, they are nothing but the tales of the ancients. Soon we shall brand him on the snout. Surely we shall try them as we tried the owners of the garden when they swore that they would pluck its fruit the next morning without adding any reservation. So a calamity from the Rabb came down upon it while they slept, and by the morning it was like a dark, desolate spot. At daybreak they called out to one another, saying, go out early to your crop, if you want to pick its fruit. So they went whispering to one another, let no needy person enter the garden today. Thus they went out, fixed in their stingy resolve, as if they had the full control over harvesting the fruit. But when they saw the garden, they cried, surely we must have lost our way. Nay, we have been deprived of its fruit. The most upright among them said, did I not tell you to glorify Allah? Why did you not glorify him? Then they said, glory be to our Rabb. Surely we were unjust. And they started blaming one another. Finally they said, woe to us, surely we had become rebellious. It may be that our Rabb will give us in exchange a better garden than this. Surely to our Rabb do we make our humble petition. Such is the punishment in this life, but the punishment in the hereafter is even greater, if they but knew it.